adjust your shorts, ladies and gentlemen, and prepare yourselves to get kicked in the dick by the news. My name is Ray Stone. Today is Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. And the background has changed. We're in the cabin. We out here in the woods, boys. Getting that good water. Well, a lot's happened in the past week. I missed Thursday, so sorry about that. But let's catch up on what's been going on in the news, or at least what Google wants you to think that CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, BBC, all the BBCs think is important in the news. Let's talk about it. We're going to start up top with the good news. First, quote of the day. We have art in order not to die of the truth. Friedrich Nietzsche. Now that's very interesting because it's so true. What it says is, don't forget to play, because you have to play. If you don't, and you just take everything so seriously, it's just going to be bad news. The truth is difficult. The truth is, people are, I mean, what's the ratio? What do we think the ratio is of people that are inherently good in nature and just want to do good things and have a good time and feel bad when you hurt someone or hurt their feelings? Now, I don't really, you know, the feelings part, it's like, if you can't find a way to not have your feelings hurt, then, I mean, come on, people. But there are people out there that want to, you know, do damage in order to have personal gains. And, you know, that one I don't agree with. So what do you think the ratio is of good people versus bad people? I remember seeing a little interview or an experiment done, and this was probably 20 years ago that I saw this, and it was with infants. They took 10, 15 infants, toddlers, pre-speaking, pre-walking, just crawling, new babies. Very new babies. And they gave them a toy. And then they introduce another toddler. And the question was to determine whether or not evil is inherent and an innate property that you're born with, or if it's something that you have to learn over time. And what they discovered was it seems to be innate. But now I should be fair and qualify and say the experiment was, I give a baby a toy, then I bring another baby in. And the question is, does baby with the toy share the toy with the other baby? Or does the baby with the toy act in a selfish manner and keep it for itself? Basically implying that greed is the root of evil, which, you know, I mean, it kind of seems like maybe there's something there. Don't you think? If I want more stuff, and I don't have all the stuff that I want, where am I going to get it from? I'm going to take it from somebody else. And I remember that the study concluded that there is a sect of people that are inherently evil. And I want to say it was like 8%, 8 to 15%, something like that, of babies that want to keep it for themselves. And then the majority of the babies are like happy to share and want to play together. Now, maybe those 15% or 8% or whatever that number was, maybe those are the future rulers. Maybe those are the future ruler babies of the earth. The Putins, Netanyahu's, Trumps of the world, the Mao's, the Xi Jinping's, all that stuff. Or maybe that's not even how the world works and they were just taking a crack at something. But anyway, let's get into it here. This year's nice rice price marks an 18-year low amid a doubling of per-acre yield. So somehow they figured out how to grow twice the rice, which is nice, and it drops the price. How did they grow twice the rice? Is it geoengineering, which is just cultivating the land better, or is it GMO engineering? Ooh, we just don't know. Brazil records 65% drop in Amazon burn area by fire, lowest since monitoring began. Now, this is such a skew because In 2024, they had a mega fire, Amazon forest fire, and this year they don't have one. So, of course, there's going to be a massive drop in the burn area this year because there's no massive fire with this summer. Oh, my goodness. What on earth? I guess the Amazon, technically it's not summertime over there right now, but let's not dwell too hard on the facts. Let's keep reading. Police find lost plushie while teaching a boy a valuable lesson. I don't know what a plushie is, and I don't know why the police are teaching boys lessons. Go out and do your fucking jobs. This was interesting. Tiny protein confirmed to dismantle the toxic clumps linked to Alzheimer's disease. I mean, let's use biology in order to clean up the biology. We have this crazy way of a history of just thinking, oh, I know, let's throw a bunch of drugs at it, and then that should fix the problem. But the drugs break down something else, and so you suffer, and you deal with it, and then eventually the drugs stop working, but you do have a new problem to deal with, and then you need more drugs, etc., etc. You get it. Let's see here. TikToker reveals restaurant's viral compassion after he ordered his dog's last meal. Oh, tug on the heartstrings. That just makes me think I'm missing my new puppies because they're just down in Cave Creek and I'm out in Sholo. But hey, this thing ain't paying the bills, so we got to do real work still. Elusive sailback shark rediscovered after 50 years. Something interesting I've read recently that we have basically fished all of the life out of the oceans, like 80% of the fish, big fish are gone, I should say, which, you know, maybe they just got better at hiding. Is it possible they just got better at hiding from us? Or have we fished it out, or have we polluted the oceans? Keep going. Descendants of a heroic World War II flight crew surprised with reunion after 80 years. Yeah, I would be surprised by a reunion to a thing that I wasn't a part of too. Fuck. Immune system can be reprogrammed to heal body faster, jump starting it via electrical stimulation. Now this is amazing. Electricity, magnets, copper, electricity. It's like the answer to everything. You know, your body is wired. Okay. You are a constant electrical current. The only way that your hand goes up, the only way that your mouth works, these are electrical signals. Something that I heard recently that really hit me in the corner of my eye. I love this little factoid. Humans are potentially one of the most efficient batteries. Now, the thing about the human body is, like the electric car, it takes a lot of electricity to run it on standby, so you do have to continually feed it. My curiosity is, how come we can't just plug in like a cord? I guess we could try. But, you know, our bodies run off of electricity. You require wattage in order to use your brain, in order to use your for your blood to flow, in order for your organs to function, in order for your limbs to move. We require electricity. So why wouldn't you try to use electricity to fix things that are going wrong? Such as with healing. Now, healing can be more than just a cut on my hand and now I've got to heal. It can be disease, cancer, all of the above. So we should definitely be looking into, I say we, what we need to do is create an electrical coil and then you send electricity through it at whatever low wattage, and that's a giant coil that you sort of stand in. I mean, is that what an MRI machine is? Oof, maybe we don't want to do that. I don't know. I'm obviously not a scientist. Okay, well, I think that's about it for the good news. Let's jump into the regular news. First up, Axios. MAGA claims Trump signature in Epstein birthday book is a fake. Of course. Of course. It's all fake. If it's anything about Trump and it's not good, it's fake. Fake news. Fake media, fake messages in this book that I fucking... here's the signature, and take a close look at where he signed his name. Oh my God. Let's just read this. Now, this is the quote. There must be more. This is a voiceover. There must be more than having everything. Donald. Yes, there is. But I won't tell you what it is. Jeffrey. Nor will I, since I also know what it is. Donald. We have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Yes, we do, come to think of it. Donald. Enigmas never age. Have you noticed that? Ugh. Donald. Enigma. As a matter of fact, it was clear to me the last time I saw you. Then Donald says, a pal is a wonderful thing. Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret. And this is all written inside of a woman's naked body sketch, and Donald signed it. It's like, come on, you guys. Although, here's what I'm curious about. How is it a voiceover if it's in a book? This doesn't make sense to me, but I don't doubt that this is real. Let's move on. Live updates. Trump calls Epstein's birthday message a dead issue after House Committee releases documents. It's a dead issue, fake news. Is anyone still watching this? Yes, everyone wants to see the list. You know what? Actually, we don't give a shit about seeing the list. Everyone wants the purchasers on this list to face criminal court. You don't get to do what you've done and get away with it. I mean, unless you're a devil-worshipping Satanist, you know, so maybe that's just the way that it is over there. Check it out. Nepal is at a crossroads. The priority is now to restore order. The Nepalese, I guess, have been rioting, lit their building on fire. After the prime minister resigned in Nepal, this past week or last week, there have been riots over corruption in government, and they're setting government buildings on fire. And I put this in here because I think it's important to note. It seems to be that the smaller the country, the easier a revolution is. Because if you tried that shit here, I mean, you know, they kind of did it on January 6th, where they stormed the Capitol building, but they just stormed the building, broke some windows. But they're not actually doing anything, you know, significant because we're not actually able to make any change. It's like what happened when the riots took place. Nothing actually happened on January 6th. It just was a media storm. And that was it. It was manja for the people. But over in Nepal, they're actually able to change their regime by having these riots and setting things on fire and creating social unrest. But here, when there's social unrest, they send in the military and they tell us, shut the fuck up. And if you say anything about Donald Trump, they tell you, shut the fuck up. And it's like, guys, we're not going to shut up. We're still going to stand here and we're still going to say what we think we mean. NPR, this is what could happen to a child who doesn't get vaccinated. It's so clear to me that NPR is clearly left-wing, fine. If you walk the line down the center, it's very easy to see right and left. I think that vaccinations are crazy. If you look into it, the number of vaccinations that our kids get and the safety of those vaccinations is very questionable. I think there are some major diseases that we could vaccinate against. In fact, if they made a cancer vaccine, which they can do, by the way, because cancer starts with this. There is absolutely a way to treat people so that you don't get cancer, and we will absolutely never get that technology. Well, I shouldn't say never. Let's say, you know, in accordance with the pact that I made with Grok, we should have a cancer vaccine, you know, 2 years from now, or exactly 2 years from 1 month ago sometime. But it's just wild to me to see, because we got like four vaccines, measles, mumps, rubella, and polio, when I was a kid. And actually, it was just MMR, measles, mumps, rubella. I don't even know if polio was an actual vaccine that I got. But the other day I had the woman, when I was picking up my prescription for my pills, asked me if I want to get an influenza shot while I was there. And I just looked at her and I go, no, thanks. It's like, I'm so happy that I stopped taking booster shots as soon as I was able to do it. like when we'd go to school, they would require you to get your booster shots before you can start your first day of school. So for the first 18 years of my life, I was getting pumped with the whatever shit they've got in those needles. But then once I became in control, well, I stopped taking the shots. And I'm so glad that I did, because they have really increased the amount of shit that they put into vaccines. And here we go. CBS also says NIH whistleblower details clash over childhood vaccines with Trump administration. We became inconvenient. Now, I remember, Dr. Suzanne Humphreys is the name to remember. She was a medical doctor, general practitioner during COVID, and they were mandating that we give the COVID vaccine to infants and women, mothers, who weren't sick and weren't at risk, but the vaccine was causing problems with infants and with the mothers. And this is the game. What she said is, if you question the narrative of vaccines, if any study that you do questions the narrative of vaccines, it will not be admissible. They are going to require that you support the vaccine narrative. And what that says is they're making tons of money off of vaccines because they have to produce vaccines, and they're trying to get them into everybody, which means you have to produce enough for 350 million people. And quite frankly, that's just too big a business for anyone to allow you to question the narrative or produce any facts that might say, hey, you know, this isn't necessarily good for everyone. All right, moving on. CNN, what you got? A better experience. Hurricane season peak has arrived, but the Atlantic has gone silent. It's like, can't the news be, aren't we all happy this year to have a low hurricane season? Come on, quit trying to scare everybody. Low hurricanes is good. It's good. Moving on, more from CNN. Israel, here we are. Israel orders full evacuation of Gaza City as Netanyahu warns this is only the beginning. Yeah. Only the beginning. He's saying anyone who wants to live, they handed out flyers. I haven't seen papered flyers. Look at these papers falling from the sky. These are flyers of an evacuation route telling them where to go. I haven't seen paper flyers since World War II propaganda. This is so wild. They're saying wherever we're dropping these papers, all these buildings here, they're going to be gone. And if you don't want to be gone too, you should be gone before that. I mean, how is the entire world not stepping in? Is the whole world that afraid of the United States and Israel? Or does the whole world really not care? Does it really not care that much? I saw a TikToker that was interesting. She was XIDF, and she was doing a very snarky message where she was pretending like she's pro-Israel, but she was saying a bunch of negative Israeli factoids, which was like kind of an interesting way to put it. It got my attention and held it. And she said something about Freedom Flotilla. Now, the only Freedom Flotilla that I had heard about was when Dirt-Dirt-Dirt-Dirt tried to sail down and protest. But there was another Freedom Flotilla in the early 2000s. 2003, I think it was. Maybe it said 2007. And what had happened was the Israeli soldiers boarded and killed and injured the entire crew. I mean, this has just been happening for a long time, where Netanyahu has been attacking this Gaza, also saying Iran has nuclear weapons and lying about that kind of stuff. And it's just like, how does that guy rise to power? How do people like that rise to power? I don't even know. Moving on. Apple to unveil next iPhone amid Trump trade war that could result in higher prices. Yeah. It's going to be higher prices. I mean, get ready, because it's going to be higher prices. You think Apple's going to absorb the higher prices, the tariffs on the products that are coming in at 25% higher? a typical iPhone, I think the last time I bought was $1,100 or $1,000. They range from $1,000 to $1,500. That price increase is going to be 25%. So now the low price is going to be $1,250 and the high price is going to be whatever 25% over $1,500 is. So what's going to be $1,800, $1,900 for a fucking cell phone? You're going to price it to the point where people stop getting it. I'll tell you what, my iPhone, I'm still rocking the 12. Okay. Now I know I can afford a new phone, but it's perfectly good. The battery doesn't quite last as long, and I had to delete a bunch of photos and stuff, but the phone is still perfectly good. Guys, the message here is don't buy shit you don't need. You don't need it. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Be fine with what you've got. Go outside. Check it out. Go throw a football. Remember when you were a kid? Maybe this is to the wrong crew, but remember when you were a kid and all you needed was a baseball and a baseball glove and a buddy with another baseball glove, or just a football, or just a basketball, and you just go play? I say take a break, go outside. If you haven't thrown a football with a buddy, call a buddy, throw a football. Holy cow, it's just nice. You can do it for hours, and it's just nice because you just want to get a little better. Every time you throw a bad throw, hopefully you want to throw a slightly better throw. And if you don't, you're gay. Bloomberg. Okay, now this is interesting because the Trump trade war, which I hate that we're calling it a trade war, it's the United States trying to impose tariffs, which is not a trade war, okay? It is, at very best, a bullying tactic. It's not a war. You're trying to get more money for yourself because you're selfish and greedy. But here's what happens when you do that. You're no longer the actual world superpower. And other nations have risen to high degrees of sustainability, like China, North Korea, and Moscow, Russia. China-led bloc to set up development bank in a win for Xi. China is setting up a new bank that does not use the central banking system. And here's the fun part. China's big enough. There have been many other countries that attempted to get rid of the central banks. And guess what happens every time a small country either defies the bank and declines to set up the banking system in their country, we set up a regime overthrow or we bomb the piss out of them. But China's too big for that. And they're in agreement with Russia and North Korea to start banking outside of the United States banking system, this on September 1st. So there's a shift. There's a dynastic shift in the hegemony of the money of Earth. And it is moving away from the dollar, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not. My stepdad has been saying this for years, and he's been saying a lot of stuff for years, but on this one, maybe he was right. And you know what? Maybe it would be good for us to stop living in this lap of luxury and actually have to go outside and do something hard. I do construction, I'll admit it, because my dreams all panned out. But what's fun about construction is it's hard. And at the end of the day, your body is tired and it's creaky, but you did something and you can feel proud of it. Instead of sitting in front of your computer, watching a TikTok or making TikToks, and yes, I realize this is also a TikTok, but I also do other stuff. And you know what? When you live life a little bit hard, you appreciate things a lot more. It's very easy to be happy when you work hard and you're satisfied with your day's labor. Let's move on. BBC, 23 killed in a Russian strike on Pensk Key, Ukraine says. This is just interesting. Every day I see news on the Ukraine war against, Russian war against Ukraine. And every day the news is largest attack yet. So it's like every single day they're escalating their attack size. And so the game is afoot. They get to do whatever they want. and nothing's going to happen to them because they got China as a backer and they've got North Korea as a backer. I mean, what are you going to do? And India's still buying their oil. What are you going to do? The United States doesn't get to call the shots. I feel like there's a group of people, not I feel like, but there absolutely is clearly a group of people that so badly wants to control everybody else. And guess what? It's not for you to control. You don't get to tell me what to do. I am myself. Everyone belongs to themselves. It's like I think that the game is how many of these white crackers do you think are just mad about slavery still? Like that just like really miss it and just really wish. And it's like, how do we enslave the entire population? It's like, I don't want to tell anyone what to do. You know, I get asked all the time, how come I don't start a bigger company? Because I have lots of jobs and lots of skills and lots of tools. I don't want to be responsible for other people. I don't want to have, what it means is I tell somebody what to do and then I get rich off of their backs and it doesn't work for me because I'm not an evil cunt. I saw this. Fossil fuel firms receive U.S. subsidies worth $31 billion each year, a study finds. And that study is probably incorrect because of the lack of transparency, as we realized with Doge, that nobody fucking knows where any of this money is going from our taxes. How come fossil fuel firms are receiving at least $31 billion of our taxpayers' money? Is it not enough that they have, what did I see recently? The guess of what the Rockefellers are actually worth is somewhere like $500 trillion or something like that, because the oil money hasn't shut off. It has only grown and grown and grown. I mean, every time you fuel up, you give money to the Rockefellers. And yet they also get money from our taxes. What the? Go fuck yourselves. Go fuck yourselves. All right. Last thing up. Workers say Korea Inc. was warned about questionable U.S. visas before Hyundai raid. Now, this is interesting because we raided a Hyundai plant that they're building in America. Trump's whole goal is to try to bring factories to America. And at the same time, we're going to raid a factory that they're building in America using their own employees, specialized employees that they weren't sure. Now, obviously, if you're not sure about the visas, okay, we got to go through that. But it shouldn't be a raid. It should be a paperwork inspection. And anybody who's on the wrong visa, okay, well, you got to fix that or pay more or send them home. Okay, that's just how it is. Either you get the right paperwork or you pay the fine or you send them home. This Hyundai plant is expected to employ around 8,000 people. Now, the majority of those people will most likely be United States citizens. So they're creating jobs for us. They have brought industry back to the United States, which is what Donald Trump wants. And then on the other side of his hand, he slaps them in the face because they're doing whatever they can possibly do, this is South Korea, to build the factory, to bring the factory online. Because we don't have specialists in that arena. What the fuck are we doing? And I'm going to finish it with this. ICE has been rounding up Mexicans for months now. And I didn't even know Mexicans aren't whole numbers. All right, that's been it for the news. Go ahead and pull your shorts back down to their normal levels. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick. And we will see you on Thursday. Bye.